blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Happy Friday, everyone. Oh, it's Friday. Thank you. Can't believe. You know what? I can't believe it. After all these years together, Maria. Have a great Friday. You wonderful lady. Thanks for all the giving. Okay, it's time for Dua Lipa tickets. This hour's code word is pretty. Take the word pretty, P-R-E-T-T-Y, and text it to our contest line, 20357. Text pretty to 20357, and you are in the running for two tickets to see Dua Lipa next October 2025 at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. That word once again is pretty. Good luck. Let's make this happen. So it's Friday. All the new movies are out, and not just in theaters. I also have a story. I'm not sure I'm going to get to it or not, but theater chains themselves, because they're in so much trouble.
Are they?
They are. Because
But so much is back now.
Except that theater runs are really short now.
Mm.
So something will only be in theaters for a couple of weeks. People aren't going the way they... Yes, they're still making money, but I have a feeling they jacked the prices up too, because doesn't it seem like even the smallest movie is making kajillions of dollars when really people are... Not that many people are going to see movies.
I have to believe that people who love the superhero movies, they want to go to a movie theater experience.
It is a big deal, especially like IMAX or 3D or something like that.
But I do believe, and I don't even care about that, but that's me. I have a tendency to feel more comfortable at home. I can pause and get up. I have trouble sitting still. So for me, it works better at home.
I agree with that. I can stop it if I want to watch a little more later or something.
If it's not a superhero movie, I have no desire to be at the movie theater.
Right.
I go with my kids because there's something to do. So you're getting out of the house.
Kid movies, right?
What is it? I forget the name of the robot movie that comes out.
The Wild Robot.
The Wild Robot's coming out in a week.
I'm seeing stuff for that everywhere now. People are freaking out about it. I guess it's based on some books. I might have to...
It looks so good, and I already know I cannot go see that in public.
Oh, so have you read those books?
No, but I've seen the ads. I've seen enough of the trailers where I realize that is going to pull tears right out of my head.
It's going to jerk them right out.
I know it. Yeah. So I'm not going.
So theater owners, I'm just going to do this story because we sort of brought it up. They are saying they're talking about things like adding pickleball, ropes courses, and bowling to the entire experience. A bunch of chains have joined together, pooled their money, and they're going to build these multiplexes across the country. They're saying they're investing more than $2 billion in this. The National Association of Theater Owners, hundreds of theater chains in all 50 states and across more than 100 countries. They're pledging to upgrade the theatrical experience, updating sound systems, seating, concession, and I guess that they're saying a lot has changed. Like, they don't do film anymore. Remember the big pancakes of film? It's all just a digital thing on a big screen. And they are talking about how things do not run for as long. Even a massive superhero movie that maybe could have spent a whole summer pulling in money and people isn't staying long enough. The summer movie theater, the summer movie thing is still a thing. Like, people are still going, but between COVID and streaming and everything else, they've just been bitten down to nothing.
Well, you hate to hear that.
I know.
But I also know that the movie business, my brother works in the movie business, and he has not been busy.
Which is scary.
He has not been busy at all.
Is he in a union?
He's not.
Oh.
It's a terrible situation to be employed and not doing anything and hoping some project comes through because someone at some point's going to go, we can't pay everybody to sit. Like, that's just a reality.
They need to be working.
I don't understand. I really don't. When you think about how much out there in the entertainment world, whether it's all the different streaming services or general, television, the network television.
It seems like there's always something. Why is he not getting any work?
I don't know. I don't know. I know the strike put a real pinch on a lot of people.
Right.
But that's gone now.
And it's been gone for like a year.
Yeah. So what the problem is, I don't get it.
Let's make this happen.
I don't get it.
So here's some stuff that's new in theaters. If you want to go to a theater, Transformers 1. This is an animated origin story about how Optimus Prime and Megatron went from being best friends to mortal enemies. Origin stories. I like a standalone origin story. That's fine. I don't want every time they reboot Batman to see the origin story in the first one. I've had enough of that. Spider-Man, I don't need to see that again. Mm-hmm. I get it. Field trip,
but
spider bite.
Each new director feels like they've got to tell the story from their perspective before they get to the next. Please try to pay attention to what we've already seen, though.
Right.
Oh!
Make it quick. You can just do a quick recap for the idiot, for not even idiots, just for the people who somehow have escaped that, the new people coming to your franchise. So Transformers 1 is an animated origin story. And I think even the fact that this thing gets made speaks to how continually popular Transformers are. Like, my kid was a freak for Transformers, and that was, I think, before those movies started coming out. And there were shows, right? Weren't there? Like cartoons on TV. And I know he watched some, but I don't know when those started. You know what I mean?
I think my little brother, who's 10 years younger than me, and then he was probably 10 when he started looking at Transformers. They're way behind. I had Shogun Warriors.
Yeah.
They're not the same, but they kind of are.
They were big, maybe an 18-inch tall doll.
But
and they
didn't turn into cars and then turn into a robot.
You could manipulate them and they would shoot.
Yeah, but they're just not.
They are reminiscent because they have like those articulated limbs. But yeah, I mean, I actually think that Transformers are pretty cool. Like, my kid was always in a race with his friends to like, who could transform it from the car to the little monster the fastest? Like, it was like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It was a whole thing. Anyway, this is an origin story. It starts out before they were Transformers and before they were even known by those names. They start out as bots named Orion Pax and D16. That's Optimus Prime and Megatron, respectively. Mm. Chris Hemsworth is the voice of Orion / Optimus Prime. Scarlett Johansson and Keegan-Michael Key are his buddies.
And so this is coming out
this
tonight.
This is today. Yeah. In theaters.
Okay.
PG. So... PG, not even PG-13, which means it's just fine for the whole family. So there you go, Transformers. And by the way, I'll probably say it 50 more times. I put all these trailers up for all of this stuff, the movies, the TV, everything. It's all up at the Serenity Facebook page. It is truly one-stop shopping.
Meet us there.
I'm not there, but I left the stuff behind.
She's there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't listen to her.
I watched this trailer this morning and it reminds me of like A Quiet Place, or it's like that kind of vibe. It's called Never Let Go. And it's a Halle Berry movie. Halle Berry, it's a psychological horror thriller.
I've seen nothing of this.
Me either. And it's going wide today. It's called Never Let Go. It's very dark. Like, something has happened. Humanity, whatever, it's been wiped out. And the thing you never let go of is a rope that's attached to your house. This is a psychological thriller starring Halle Berry as the mother of twin boys. They are hiding deep in the woods, and there is an entity that she calls the evil. And they talk real soft in this, too. They only go outside when they're tethered to a rope. They've got this rope. They show them wrapping it around their arms, and they have three ropes because there's three of them. They're not like in a line in a rope, although maybe they start out like that. But in this thing, you're looking at three coils of rope. As they're getting smaller, as these people walk out into, and they're long.
How do they get to the grocery store?
It's post-apocalyptic. So they've got to find things they scrounge around at the length of the rope, and that's it. That's all they got. So
if you're a bunny, you just stand on the...
on the far side of the rope.
And you just go...
Yeah. And listen, everything's fine. I mean, life sucks, but everything's fine. They're all alive until one of the twins starts to doubt that the danger is real.
I'm with him.
Well, that's where the story begins.
Okay.
So, Never Let Go of the Rope. It should be in parentheses. Never Let Go, a psychological horror thriller starring Halle Berry. And I will say, I went, this sounds so dumb. And then I watched the trailer and went, no, that's pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would watch this. But I, you know, don't judge me for my terrible taste. I have walked out of movies, so. And at my house, we do have like a, we have a, it's more like a 5-minute rule, but a 15-minute rule. Like, if someone really wants to watch something, we watch for 15 minutes. Mm. And we either make, if we make it to 15 minutes, we're basically going to watch it. Because a lot of times people start at 5 minutes.
I can't believe people, I just leave.
Oh, really? We like to watch something together so we can all talk about it. There's also something. This one I've been seeing some stuff for, and we talked about it a month or two ago, I want to say. It's called The Substance. It's rated R, and it's Demi Moore. She's a famous TV aerobics instructor, which, by the way, I think Demi Moore is like 62. I'm going to look up her age.
So she's Jane Fonda.
Yes.
Remember when Jane Fonda was did exercise videos?
I sure
because
do.
Because I guess the movie biz had stopped hiring her.
Or she was making buku bucks off of that.
Sure she did.
So Demi Moore is playing a 50-year-old. She's 61. I guess all those dips and tucks have paid off.
Oh, she looks great.
She does. I agree. Yeah. I'm looking at real close, big close-ups of her face in this trailer. This is it's interesting. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. It kind of reminds me of Severance, because here's the gist of it. She plays a famous TV aerobics instructor who's fired on her 50th birthday by a ruthless executive played by Dennis Quaid.
Quaid? Wait. Oh, it's not
Randy.
Okay,
Dennis,
got it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. What?
So he fires her. He's all, yeah, get out of here. She hears about a black market drug that promises to create a younger, better version of herself. Mm. The catch is, you have to split time equally between the older and the younger body. So I think they do it. It looks like they do it in 1 week segments. Like at the end of a week, you got to do a thing that switches your consciousness into the other body. I can't tell exactly what's happening. And, you know, it is a movie, so I don't know the whole thing. Margaret Qualley, the daughter of Andie MacDowell. Mm-hmm. That's the one who's playing Demi's younger self.
And, oh,
yeah. And man, it's funny because it's Demi and she looks great. And she's all looking in the mirror and, you know, pulling her face back and looking, and she's, you know, 50 and she just got fired. And then she takes this drug and then she's looking at her ass and she's, you know, because she's Margaret Qualley all of a sudden. She's fully like, oh, booming. She looks amazing. And then Dennis Quaid hires her as her younger self.
Right.
It looks really good. And
well,
eventually,
I'm happy for Demi if she's has a good role, and it's a good thing that she was a regular movie star for a long time.
Yeah. Just quickly, a couple of things. These are limited release. Wolfs, George Clooney, Brad Pitt. That trailer's up. That's in limited, so I don't know why, but it is. You'd think a George Clooney, Brad Pitt movie would just go big right off the bat. Something else called A Different Man, a dark comedy starring Sebastian Stan as a guy with neurofibromatosis. He looks kind of like his face is very messed up, and he takes a miracle drug and undergoes surgery to start a new life. And then the story begins to unfold. So that trailer's up as well. And something called And Mrs., a British comedy starring Colin Hanks as a groom who dies before his wedding and the insistent bride who wants to go ahead with the ceremony anyway. Billy Lord's also, I don't know. All these trailers are up on TV, football. And then Sunday at 8:00, I'm sure you've been seeing the trailer, the ads for this, Matlock with Kathy Bates as the role of it. She's like, I'm out of money. I got to keep working. So I'm going to, you know, solve a few crimes and stuff. And then I'll.
All right.
It was Andy Griffith back in the 80s and 90s. And now it's going to be Kathy Bates. And that premieres Sunday at 8:00 on CBS. Sunday at 8:00 on Fox, the series premiere of Rescue High Surf. It's about the North Shore of Oahu, some lifeguards who patrol people in bathing suits.
Heavy water.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Very heavy water.
Yeah. There's a couple teasers that I put up as well. Let's see. December 26th is when season 2 of Squid Game starts, and they've released a teaser, so that's up if you want to see what's going on with that. And Wednesday, Season two, I've got a behind the scenes look that I put up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So you can go and check that out. I don't have a release date for season two of Wednesday, but it's got to be pretty soon if they're doing hype reels at this point. And then I just really want to quickly mention the Diddy thing. I don't know how this whole break got away from me. Oh, because we were talking about movie theaters and stuff. Justin Bieber is not happy. He's been in Diddy's circle since he was a kid, like a little kid. And they even collaborated last year. And, you know, everyone's so focused on Diddy and the alleged sexual atrocities committed at his freak-offs, which is what they call them, that we didn't look in on Justin Bieber. Justin, how are you doing? He's reportedly not handling this well. And he just became a dad.
What do you mean he's not handling it well?
They say here, and I don't know, I'm not at his house, but a source says Bieber is so disturbed by the Diddy news and is unwilling to process it or discuss it. So he's shut off. It has completely thrown him, is what this is saying. A source claims that Justin didn't know about any of this insanity. He had a long break from Diddy, wherein he believes most of this took place, and he had been somewhat distanced from him at that point. He was featured on Diddy's most recent album. And had he known any of this, there's no way he would have done it, says the source. So, and then it's, you know, you can scroll around and look at these old videos of Justin hanging out with Diddy when he was just a kid. And in one of them, Justin's like, you know, Diddy's like, hey, kid, what do you want to do today? Let's go find some girls. And then Diddy says, oh, man, after my own heart. Gross.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I really never liked that Diddy. I always thought he was just a barnacle on Biggie, and then Biggie passed, and somehow we've still had P. Diddy around for how many years?
I don't know. It feels like 40 years. It feels like four freaking ever.
Well, it's caught up with him.
He's had 50 different names, all kinds of stuff going on. And I'll leave you with this, okay? A pre-fame Chapel Rowan composed a score for a short Halloween horror film. It is being re-released. I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but she wrote the music. So you watch, it's a short. And if you watch it, you will hear music that Chapel Roan put together for it. So Chapel Roan freaks, this is just for you. A pre-fame Chapel Roan score for a short horror movie. It's called Posies. And it actually says here, original score by Chapel Roan. So you can find that.
Spectacular.
Right?
Well,
for fans, that you'll just enjoy. You'll love
She's not quite on the Taylor Swift level yet, but she's got very committed fans.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, my God, we're in.
We're in what?
We're into the program.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Odyssey's I'm Listening special. We're encouraging you to tune into Odyssey's two-hour I'm Listening special broadcast. Kelly Clarkson, Katy Perry, Hozier, and more. 7 p.m. this coming Wednesday, September 25th, for Odyssey's I'm Listening. A two-hour broadcast. Some of the biggest names in music, news, sports, along with some of the most respected mental health professionals. Listen right here on Alice and on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank Foundation. Fremont Bank Foundation has long supported Kadango, a Bay Area organization with over 50 child care locations. Kadango's staff helps young people with early language, math, and social emotional skills. Now, Kadango's youth at one of its Fremont locations can enhance their reading skills by visiting the Little Free Library and choosing books thanks to Fremont Bank Foundation's donation.
Nice.
Learn more about Kadango at kadango.org. Here's what's happening. Partly cloudy today and highs in the low 80s. So it's going to be a nice day. Should be good.
Warmy.
The football game last night ended differently than it did for like 20 years straight.
Sucks.
Pats lost 24-3. Got beat by the Jets. The lowly Jets. The 49ers play down south in L.A. against the Rams on Sunday at 1:30. Let's all try to be there for that. Come on. Our text machine is back up.
You're right. Yeah.
And we're in. And a couple things. I mentioned the show with Pink and Imagine Dragons, and they say that wasn't last night. It was the night before last.
Ah.
Which is, okay.
Maybe and then you just weren't invited to the one that was last night.
Well, and then someone else wrote in and said the Salesforce or the Dreamforce, whatever you want to call that.
The Gathering. The Magic, the Gathering.
Trade show, whatever it is. They say, oh, it's done today. Well, it's not done on the roads. The roads were a mess today at 5 a.m. on my way in. So
there was a lot of closure stuff set up still, but I'm wondering if...
I hope
so. Yesterday was the last day of the day. Oh, that's so great. That's great
that's
news.
That's what they're saying. Ah! I still saw people out walking around at 5 a.m. And I also, all the closures were still up. So we'll see if that's just for cleanup or if there is, in fact, more stuff happening today. But 408, yesterday was the last day of Salesforce. Okay.
Thank you, 408. I hope that you are correct.
Oh, also someone wrote in and said, Pink and Imagine Dragons were Wednesday night, but Green Day is tonight.
Oh.
Green Day plays tonight at Oracle Park. Sold out show. More traffic to come. Get ready.
Sounds great. I love traffic. Let's do that.
I love Green Day. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be there for
Green Day is worth some traffic, I'll tell you.
Dang. That sounds so fun.
It does, doesn't it? Huge show. Wow.
Well, Green Day, I mean, they could play for hours and not...
And never run out of hits.
It's just endless string. Oh, this one. Oh, that one.
Oh my God. And this one.
They've been going for 2 hours and they're still playing all the hits.
And each song is only a minute 45. Crazy.
Today is National Queso Day. Mm. I think we could have lived without this day.
Well, remember I did the string cheese thing. I wonder if that's like part of the queso day. Or is queso its own thing?
Almost any cheese lover will tell you that the world got a little better the day that chili con queso dip got invented. I don't know. They call it queso for short.
Oh, so it's specifically this chili.
It's some
with cheese.
Mix of chili and cheese.
Well, I mean, who
it originates from Chihuahua, a state located in northern Mexico.
Hua.
Queso. I'm sure I would like it, but I don't. It's not in my daily diet at all.
Well, if you had a bowl of chili and a bowl of shredded cheddar cheese, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah.
I also would say that chili, because it takes time to cook and, you know, not everybody knows how, I don't get it enough.
Oh, well.
It's highly underrated because when you get a good bowl of chili, you're like, oh, my God, chili. This is incredible.
Yeah. John makes chili 10 times a year.
Wow.
Easily. Because he makes it, you know when he makes it? He makes it when it's raining out. He makes it when there's a football game on that he wants to watch. He makes a thing of it every Halloween because people come by and, you know, we're right in the thick of things in our neighborhood and people come by.
That's
and
one of those
have
things
a bowl of chili.
That could also last for a day or two. Like, oh, there's leftovers.
Oh, yeah. We have it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And, you know, he's always working on his little recipe. I like that. That guy. Like, I'm like, you've perfected. He said, I don't think so.
How's his broken nose?
Oh, his broken nose is fine.
How's his COVID?
It's gone.
Okay.
Well, I need to make him test today. But it was like barely there on Tuesday. Like just the little sneaky line. Mm.
COVID.
Mm.
So, by the way, I mentioned it yesterday, and you'll have to look it up, but the government is going to be sending out free... COVID tests again, and all you have to do is get signed up and they'll send them to you. When we had COVID, I dropped a lot of money on COVID tests. I was testing every day to try and get out of the house and could not test clean. I must have taken 3 boxes of tests, if not more.
Yeah. It's testing every day, and you're right. They're not free and they're definitely not cheap. They were free for a while during the heyday of COVID.
Free tests are back. Go to the website or go to the internet and find out how to get those sent to your house. How about a fast fact?
Fast facts. I love fast facts. You know that. Friday.
My daughter,
yes,
Edie, is kooky for cheetahs. She loves them.
Yeah, you've said. That's so weird. What a weird thing to be.
So when I saw this fast fact, I went, oh.
Oh, what you got?
There is no record of a cheetah ever killing a human in the wild. So.
Really?
The question needs to be posed, cheetah or man? not bear or man. Bears have a really nasty record. Or not, it's cheetah or
man. The whole point is that if a cheetah doesn't kill you, it's not as that dangerous. It's like, you're looking at a man and a bear. You know that the bear is dangerous. Is the man more dangerous? Which one are you going for?
So you want to keep it the bear?
I really feel like that's the way it works. Oh. You know, what are you going to say? A bunny or a man? If I hear a cheetah has never hurt anybody, I'd be like, I'll take the cheetah, obviously.
All right. You say, well, I'll tell you something. After that happened, and I still have them saved, but I'm not going to tell you these stories. The stories of bear attacks, they were falling out of off the internet. I'm like,
and that's just dudes trying to get us to pick them.
Maybe
it ain't going to happen. It's just not happening. Believe it.
I was like, you guys,
you know,
do not want to choose
the bear. The woods. I refuse. That's a choice I don't want to have to make. God.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Look how many guys have been like walking through the woods recently and run into some, you know, stranded lady and been like, could you have been a bear?
You're more likely to be stung by a bee if you're eating a banana.
Oh, yeah?
The chemical compound that gives bananas their taste also works as a pheromone that makes bees angry.
Makes them angry.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to decrease the risk, bees are repelled by the scent of almonds.
Almonds?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like almonds don't really have a scent.
They can smell them.
They know. With their special bee noses.
I mean, you got to have a lot of probably almonds all over you.
Like an almond paste?
Well, I don't know.
Just like toasted almonds or raw almonds?
I don't know if one handful is enough. Maybe you need two handfuls.
Maybe
and
I should just like pack my cheeks full of almonds.
Maybe. You might want
at
to.
At all times. I mean, I want to figure this almond thing out. Maybe I'll make an almond necklace.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It's good looking too, so. It looks kind of like bear claws. You know, baby bear claws.
A poll found, parents, this one's for you. Or maybe it's not. A poll found parents with kids, 6 and under, only get 31 minutes of me time a day. 31.
Mm.
Listen to that.
Sounds like it sucks.
Single people without kids, listen to that. That is not an exaggeration. And if you're into your me time, you know, that gym time you get, that's part of your me time. You know, the walk or the bar
TV
time
show you
or
like,
the TV
or
show,
staying
all
up late
that's your me time.
Sleeping through the night. It's
it
all me time.
Severely changed.
Yeah. It's worth it. Some people are great at being parents.
I love my kids, but it is shocking how much. And as I said the other day, I thought by now, as our youngest goes 6, well, I'm off the hook.
Yeah.
And it turns out there's way more stuff still to do.
Yeah. Soon, though, Vinny, you do start to, little by little, after age 6, you get a little more me time. There will come a day when you go upstairs, get dressed, and come back down with your whatever you need. And then they do, and you go, wow. That just actually, I just got a half hour of me time just from them being able to do that themselves.
Around 1 in 7 parents says, there's no 30 minutes me time. It's 0 minutes me time. What are you kidding me?
It's all you time, kids.
Even when you do get time to yourself, it's hard to relax. 96% say it feels like they're always on call.
Yeah. Well, you are. You have kids. You have, you've taken on a job. No interview, no benefits package. You've said, yes, I will take care of another human being for as long as they need me to. Forever, if necessary.
I also feel like one thing that parents have to do is they just have to decide we're going to have some messes or we're going to have because you just
you have to let something go to be for your own mental health.
Otherwise, you wouldn't even get the 30.
No.
You'd be like, OK, now I have to go clean up the thing and I have to do the laundry and I have to then the dishes. Blah, 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 blah.
Sometimes you just have to say, I'm going to take that me time right now.
31 minutes of me time a day if you've got kids under the age of 6. Oof.
It's
a cold splash
enough.
Of water, isn't it?
It's awful. I'm so glad I don't
you
have
love
little
that
kids
kid,
anymore.
Though. You're going to love that kid like you can't believe.
You can't believe how much you love them. But if you never met them, you'd be okay.
That is true.
Once you meet them, though, now that's it. You're screwed.
Oh, no.
You'd do anything for them.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's, have your hearts beating in them. Like, oh, great. Oh, I have to love you this much. God.
I say prayers like, please let my kids live happy, fulfilling lives to the age of 100.
Why limit it?
Good point.
Say long, happy lives.
Because I just need to know that I'm long gone before they have any crushes with anything.
Amen. That's the correct order.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know how it's just, wow, that talk about your life ends if theirs does. Oy.
It's Friday, everyone.
It's Friday. Gotta get
they say
down
here,
on Friday.
There's a couple tips. All help right. Your weekend feel longer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Don't do weekend chores during, don't do weekend chores on the weekend. Do them during the week. It may not feel like you've got the time you need during the week, but when you get to the weekend, you won't have those chores to do.
But then I'll just sit around bored. I need something to do.
What? Bored?
Yeah. That's what the weekends are for, is getting all the stuff done.
What about all the Pokemon you could catch? Or that husband of yours who, you know, wants you to do your wifely duties?
That only takes 5 minutes.
Or it could take a lot longer.
No. Mm-mm.
You could luxuriate in it.
Luxuriate? You're adorable.
Now let's try it this way.
I feel like we've done all we need to do.
Here's another tip.
Okay.
To help your weekend feel longer. Wake up early. You get more out of your days. And you don't mess up your sleep schedule early from the rest of the work week.
Mm.
I do agree with that. There's times if I've slept till 8, I feel like my day's toast.
Yeah. 8 does
and
feel
late. And
not
really
now.
Even slept, just been in bed till 8. I feel like this day is just ruined. I could have done so much with this day.
But now it's half over because I'm definitely going to fall asleep at 7 on the couch.
Make plans for Friday night. They say you'll get in something fun to kick off the weekend. So when Saturday rolls around, you'll still feel like you have 2 weekend days left.
No.
Just don't go too wild because being hungover or throwing up all day Saturday is not
right
the way to make your weekend feel longer.
It might actually feel longer, but you'll be sick the whole time. So it's, you ever just ruin yourself so bad on a Friday that really? Like even when Monday rolls around, you're like, oh no, I'm still not well. I'm still green. Ugh. Like, wow, that was a ruined weekend. Where's my self-control?
What are you doing this weekend?
We have tonight, John and I have a date. We're going to watch both Wednesday and Thursday's Big Brother. So I'm excited about that.
That's your date?
Yeah, we'll have, you know, also the one thing he likes to do. And then we'll have some kind of yummy dinner. And then tomorrow morning, my friends Aaron and Christy are coming in from St. Louis. And so they're going to spend the night and we have a dinner plan with them and some stuff.
I'm sorry. Is Aaron and Christy 2 girls or a man?
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Aaron.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. So a man.
A man.
And a
his,
woman.
And his wife.
Ah.
Christy.
Were these radio people?
No, they're just people we know from St. Louis.
Ah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. They've been out before.
I don't know these names. I've never heard you talk about Aaron and Christy.
John goes on the fishing trip with Aaron all the time. John and Aaron are really close.
Ah. Okay.
Our Christy and I get along great.
You love her.
Yeah, I think she's great. She's really fun.
You don't
fun
love
girl.
Her then. Okay, got it.
Oh my God.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you
Christy,
guys have
I
to
do
say.
Christy, I do love you if you're listening.
Christy's not
I don't know
listening.
Why he has to
enjoy
that.
The kids. You'll wonder where the time went when they're gone. No, I understand. I am enjoying them, but yeah, it's hard.
It
it's
is.
It's definitely wearing me out.
But they say the days are long, the years are short, and that nothing is truer than that. You blink and they're graduating high school.
Do not worry. I am all in. Believe me when I say that to you. Although last night I could have just... we go to bed early.
Yes, I do.
I get into bed and I'm like, all right. And part of the reason I sleep in another room is because those kids shower in the main bedroom and that's just, there's no getting them on any kind of schedule that works without yelling at them.
Sure.
So screw it. I'm just going to be in another room.
I like that. But like, I don't want to be involved in the yelling thing.
I don't want to have to chase you down to make you take your shower so that I can go to bed. I just can't go through that every single night. So I don't. Outside my room, though, I can hear them. They've just showered. I know exactly what the scene is. The two turkeys are in towels and they're goofing off with each other. And I'm sitting there and they're making noise. And I'm like, oh, God, it'll pass in just a second. Except then one of them got hurt. And then the cry.
Because obviously their arm must have just been yanked off.
And I have to get up, walk out there, and in the hall outside my door is crying Edie, soaking wet on the floor with her towel laying about, and it's like she fell off a building.
Right.
Except she didn't.
Drama!
Disrespectful little turds. Mm. I didn't say that, but.
But I would think that all the time. I would yell that sometimes. They're like, you're so disrespectful! You're so inconsiderate! Don't wake the monster.
Right.
Kids at my house knew about it. And they didn't do it.
We are moving our twins to college this weekend, says 408. Entering the next chapter of parenting starting today.
Oh, wow. Why today, I wonder? It feels late to start college.
It does feel late, but I've noticed that one of our neighbor's kids who was supposed to start at UCLA hadn't. Huh. Like, why is that car still here? It's still been here because school hadn't started yet.
Funny.
So I think they start this week. Anyway.
Well, good luck. Oh, my God. Moving your twins. Are they going to the same place, I hope? Maybe if I go into two separate places, like, does one parent have to go with one kid and one parent has to go with the other kid? That's crazy. More info, please. Texter.
Listen to this.
I'm ready.
707 says, happy Russian River Pride Parade, Saturday, September 21st. That's tomorrow.
Oh, I wonder if that's a Guerneville thing. Guerneville is like super gay north. It's great.
Russian River and Guerneville are absolutely known typical vacation spots for city people.
Yeah. Yep. It's fun.
Christina's
I love it up
dad
there.
Grew up in the city and yeah, always was there. Yeah. And Shasky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
goes there. All the city folk are, that's their spot.
It's lovely. You're just out in the woods and the ice cold river and it's fun.
It's Russian River Pride Parade, Saturday, September 21st. Rip it up.
All right. Have a great time. Mm-hmm. I wonder why they do it in September and not in June. Just want their own thing, I guess.
Another party. Yeah. Why not?
Party year round.
What's coming up in the trash, time. Sarah?
New music and Christmas is starting.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.